The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
You know what? Turn down this music for a second, Aaron, and I want you to mark the tape here. Because I'm going to say this on June 26th. What day is baseball supposed to start?
July 23rd, I believe.
Okay. I'm going to go out and say it right now. I don't think baseball's happening on July 23rd. I don't think we're going to be at a place where it can happen. And I think that more and more people are going to start testing positive, and they're going to be like, you know what, we can't do this. And they may do baseball later, but I don't think it's going to be happening on July 23rd. So, okay, now you can start the music back up. I'm going to need that. If I'm wrong, just get rid of that. We'll pretend it never happened. If I'm right, though, you need to write down when that happens.
July 23rd, I'll play it to start the show.
Okay.
If you're right.
If I'm right. If I'm wrong, that
never
conversation
happened.
Never happened.
Sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Boy, that was a little bit dirty. Hey, this is our last day for a while. Let's have some fun with it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on, you magnificent bitches. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman. He was wrong. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. Add Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also join us on the Twitch channel where you will get to hear us on the breaks, where we will continue the show.
Well, I've got to be honest. This may be one of those days where I don't talk much on Twitch.
Yeah.
Because I am working very, very diligently on hydration.
Okay.
Today. So I'm
a little hungover.
A little hungover,
okay.
But also, I had a teledoc appointment today.
Oh, for your gout?
For my gout. And I got prescribed some medicine, and a buddy of mine gave me some other medicine that is not prescribed, and I'm going to mix them. And I'm not even worried about the results. I may grow a new head, and I don't care, because I've just got to get rid of this gout pain. And one of the things he suggested is get yourself really, really hydrated.
Okay.
So work hard on staying hydrated. So it's one of those things where you got to do what the doctor says. It's good for my body, and hopefully it'll get rid of my damn gout.
I'm ready to go with the Twitch guys today because I timed my energy drink earlier, so hopefully I won't have to get up and pee three times a show.
Yeah.
So there's that. And kind of lost in that clip that Aaron played.
And what a scumbag move, Aaron.
It was, but I got to defend you a little bit because I agreed with you 100%, and I didn't hear that on there, but I was with you. I would not have taken the bet that they would have actually played today. So, you know, yes, you were wrong, but so was I. It's just mine wasn't recorded for posterity. So I have, before we get started, I have two thoughts. First off, for the Twitch guys, we tried to get to 300 yesterday. It didn't happen. So I've been thinking about this. So here's what I'm going to do. If we get to 300 today and sustain it for, say, 5 minutes, when I come back next, what is it, Thursday that we're back?
Yes.
When I come back next Thursday, the hair will be dyed jet black.
Oh.
How about that?
That will look ridiculous.
It will look ridiculous. It'll be awesome. And so if you want me to look ridiculous, this is the way to do it.
Okay. More ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
That's like saying, oh, the sky is blue. Come on.
Are you going to dye it yourself?
Probably. I might go get somebody. Because if I go get somebody to do it, not only will I dye it black, but I'll get them to put like a white skunk streak in it.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Just so you know. I will at least promise to full on jet black. And you guys will have something to make fun of.
Well,
and not only that, I won't wear a hat that day.
Yeah, that's motivation to me.
Okay, so if you guys can get to 300 on the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/ESPN975, then I will, when I come back next Thursday, you'll have something to make fun of.
And will it be in a ponytail?
I don't know if, I don't know if it's long enough for a ponytail yet.
I think it can be in like a little short
mini
ponytail.
I don't want that because that's kind of, it's like you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
But if it's long enough, I can do that too. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your motivation. And, you know, somebody says, how long will it stay black? It's about 2 months that these things last. So, yeah. So but, you guys will have a couple months to make fun of me.
If anybody's new listening to the show, one of the greatest moments, I think, in the history of Fred and I working together was the day Fred showed up with his hair dyed the most unnatural shade of black I've ever seen. And I told Jong before the show not to say a single word about it. And I just pretended like I hadn't noticed. I pretended like nothing was wrong. And as soon as the mics came on, I said, what in the hell have you done? And it was amazing.
Well, and the story behind that is the lady who used to cut my hair would also color it. And notice I said used to cut my hair.
Right.
And she's like, and I kind of had the sort of light dark brown color that I like. And I'm like, let's just do that. She goes, no, I want you to try something different because I think it'll look great. And she was hot, so I listened to her. And when I looked in the mirror, I'm like, what the bleep? What the hell did you do to me? And I was just hoping no one would notice. But this time, it'll be self-inflicted. And you know what? Let's see. Let's see if the listeners really want to humiliate me, because I'm okay with that. And people asking, why are we out so long? I don't know if you guys know this, but neither one of... Well, AJ took a little time off earlier, but not much. I haven't taken a actual day off since last June. So, you know, that's not very long. We're not even taking a week. It's just it's just through Wednesday. But the other thing I wanted to get to before we get too far into the show is I went to the restroom before the show, and Aaron walks in behind me. He says, Fred, you dropped a dollar. And I said, well, I don't carry cash, so it's not my dollar. But you're welcome to it if you want to pick it up off the bathroom floor.
No.
So I'm curious about two things. A, how long that dollar will stay there. And B, what dollar number would it have to be for you to pick it up?
I'd pick up a 20.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on the 20.
See, I would go 50. I'd probably leave a 20 there, figuring that one of the interns can probably use it more than I could. But I would also be disinfecting the hell out of myself. But especially now in Rona world.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just anyone here in the building, if you really desperately need a dollar, it's sitting on the floor of the men's room.
Yeah.
It's just distant enough from the urinal that there's probably no pee on it. But also keep in mind, this is the most disgusting bathroom anywhere. So, you know, just so you know. And I know the interns out there think, dude, I could use a dollar. Man,
there are people who would pick up that dollar.
I could get lunch out of the machine and eat for 3 days.
People saying they would pick that dollar up. That's just not...
Titan Hugo says I'd pick up a quarter.
I mean, I'd feel better about picking up a coin because at least you could wash the coin.
Yeah,
you know, but...
yeah, that's true. That's true.
It also depends on what bathroom it is. If there's a dollar on the bathroom at Bucky's, I'll probably pick it up.
Oh, yeah, I'd pick it up with my teeth at Bucky's.
And I'd probably use it to wipe.
Yeah.
If it was in a pinch, I mean, that's a clean dollar.
No, sorry.
But
Sergeant in Baytown nailed it. I'd pick it up with a paper towel and wrap it up.
That's a good move.
You're smart, sir. Smarter than me. But somebody asks, is the whole building still a bleep hole? No, the building's nice now. Like we redid our floor, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's really nice. It doesn't look like a 70s dentist office anymore. It actually looks like a real life business. And they've been doing the other floors. Like the second floor looks really nice. But so it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. But the bathrooms still suck.
Yes.
So.
Oh, JD says, I have a buddy that had gout so bad he missed over 3 months of work 1 year. He said he had to hang his leg over the bed because the sheet hurt. And he's an ex-Navy SEAL.
I saw that. I didn't really want to read that one because, you know, I don't want to discourage you.
Oh, man. And, I'm setting myself up for failure because my wife has all these, like, hikes and trails and things like that planned. And it's like, oh, boy, this is going to not go well for me. But, you know what? I'm going to power through because that's what I do.
All right. Well, if you guys get on the Twitch channel and basically we got to 157, so we just need to get to 300 and it'll happen. And then, you know, it's really cool there. You can comment there and it's we've really bumped this up on the hierarchy of who gets read. Like Twitter's kind of our thing still, but this one's up there now too. And then we get to the text line. So if you're listening on the stream or if you're listening on the app, this is actually better. So, you know, give it a shot. I'm going to complain about something on the break just for the Twitchers. And I think I may do what Jason suggested yesterday. I may only put my hockey picks on air, and then I'll also put them on the Twitch stream.
There you go.
Because we're only a week away from that, or a little more than a week, I guess. Because I guess August 1st is when that starts. And, of course, we will not see the Kraken. You see the Seattle?
Yeah.
Now, you like Seattle, so is that going to become your team?
No, it's still it might be my second team.
Yeah, okay. Because I kind of adopted the Golden Knights as my second team because, you know, we're in Vegas so much. And
I'm a loyal fan. Honestly, it's funny. The Predators are the only team I've ever had season tickets for. And I mean, I went regularly when I lived there. I enjoyed going to the games. You know, and it's funny because I have no interest in watching hockey on television, really. It's not fun for me.
It really is a much, much better sport in person.
But I had good seats, and it was fun to watch. And so I don't have much loyalty to any teams in team sports. And, I mean, truthfully, it's not like I have that much loyalty to the Nashville Predators either.
Right. Well, you pay attention in the playoffs.
Yeah, when they make the playoffs,
which is every year.
Yeah, I check to see if they won their game that night. And if it gets to a Game 7, I might watch some of that Game 7. But I'm also not to the point where, if they lose, I get really upset or anything. I just don't I don't care enough for that.
Well, I mean, the Maple Leafs I'm always going to root for. And I'll watch stream practices of them. But,
oh, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, if they lose, I don't really get upset because they always lose. And they haven't won a Stanley Cup since I was 3 years old, and I'm an old. So,
all right.
I'll tell you who's not an old. Lawyer Dave. Fact, Lawyer Dave is absolutely the man. And if you've been in an accident of any kind or you just need to talk to a lawyer, give him a call. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. Hey, Blitzers. Yeah, it's me, Lawyer Dave. Houston-based lawyer David Mestemaker. If one of you gets run into by AJ driving his wife's car, call me, Lawyer Dave, at 713-626-8900, and I'll file a claim against AJ for you.
Well, it's funny because all these insurance companies have lawyers, and people don't realize that, and they're going to rip you off, and that's why they need you.
Oh, exactly, Fred. They have lawyers. They have adjusters. Their job is to either extinguish your claim completely and not pay you a penny or give you the minimum dollar, no matter how bad your injuries are. That's why you need a lawyer, too, like me, Lawyer Dave.
Well, here's another one for you. Let's say the doctor gives AJ bad gout medicine and his foot falls off. You handle that kind of stuff, too.
I sure do. I would represent AJ's wife for her loss. Yeah, if bad doctors or bad hospitals or just bad drugs in general screw you up somehow, give me a holler at 713-626-8900. We handle those kinds of cases all the time.
Yeah, and you don't charge for your consultations, and if it's not something you handle, you'll put them with the right person, and there's no money out of pocket. So if you need medical attention and you take their case, that's all taken care of.
Yeah, you bet, Fred. A lot of times people don't have insurance to pay for the kinds of help they need following an accident. We get them to the doctor and the specialist they need without any money up front. And if they don't have transportation because their car's been wrecked, we'll get them an Uber back and forth for sure.
All right. Tell them one more time how they can get in touch with you.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900. I'll be back in the office in about 10 minutes. So call me now and I'll call you back, or lawyerdave.com, or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw, or find me through my buddy Fred, who I'll see later.
All right. If you need a lawyer, what do they do?
They better dial Dave.
It's about to get heavy.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 832 asks, wouldn't it have been better to call them the Super Krakens to respect the old Supersonics? Isn't the Kraken pretty super on its own?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's already gigantic. I mean, if you've watched Clash of the Titans, you've seen the Kraken. That thing's is bigger than the Empire State Building. So a Super Kraken would probably be too big to fit on the planet.
Right.
Would be my guess. And, you know, you want your Kraken to be somewhat realistic, I would hope.
Yeah.
But, to me, it all depends on what the mascot looks like. Like, if you get a little kid-looking Kraken... That's going to be bad.
Yeah.
You got to have something badass. You got to have something like Gritty. To me, Gritty is the new gold standard. So whatever mascot they get has to match up with Gritty. Because a Kraken would be able to beat Gritty's ass. A real one.
Yes.
So.
But there's no such thing as a real Kraken.
Well, you don't know that. There might have used
to. I kind of know.
No. I mean, listen. Clash of the Titans might have really happened.
I don't want to say I know, but I know.
Well, somebody said, why wear a hat all the time after investing in the hair surgery? Because I don't have to dress up. Like, when I go to meetings and stuff, I don't wear hats. But right now, in the Ronaverse, I don't really have to dress up when I come to work. I can wear a T-shirt, and I don't have to put any effort into it. You know, and it's not like, you know, that's why. I mean, when I was doing things socially, I wasn't wearing a hat. But right now, there's nothing social to do. So, that's why. But... I'd say a couple days a week I don't wear one on the show if I have to meet with somebody ahead of time or something like that. And like today I just felt like since we're going to do the challenge up to 184, if we're going to do the challenge, then I figure I better show off what it looks like before. So there'll be an after.
I also, I while we're doing Twitch, I think you should stop wearing neck gaiters.
Why?
Because it accentuates, it makes it look like you have a bullfrog neck. Like that, because the thing hugs your neck, and so the area of your neck between the gator and your chin looks like it puffs. You know what I mean?
Ribbit.
Yeah, it's very disturbing.
Ribbit. I see. Well, but I like these because
I know
they're really convenient. And like if I'm going to stop at the store, I don't have to worry about putting it on. I just pull the thing up and then I drop it. But yeah, I'm sorry that it bothers you.
It's okay. I'll fight through.
Santos says, Fred, what is your weather guy saying about this storm? I have not heard from Steven, the weather guy. So, Steven, if you're out there, tweet us or something. But reading up on it today, we're going to get hit. I will not be doing any predictions. Here's my only prediction, and I don't think it's going to count on my record. It will not be as bad as Harvey.
Okay.
How's that? I don't think it's going to be that nutso, but the ones that like form in the Gulf like this and then hit us real quick, those are always the worst because you don't really have time to prepare and they wind up being worse than you think. So I don't know what to expect, but we're going to get a lot of rain. And my hope is it's just rain and some wind. And just like earlier this week, we got rain and wind. So I'm hoping that's all it is. But they're still saying like 6 inches in some places, which, yeah, and maybe this is the wrong attitude. And I'm curious how some of you guys feel. But after Harvey, I hear 6 inches and I'm like, really? That's all you got? That's all you got? Frodo says, scarf is better than the aviator jacket he used to wear on Twitch. What aviator jacket did I have? I didn't wear an aviator jacket.
I don't know. El Frodo also says AJ's bald.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you are.
That's not true at all. A luscious full head of hair. You can't see it on Twitch because it's invisible to them.
Razor Rex, I tried to get the morning guys to get in on Twitch interaction. They politely told no. I'm glad they were polite. So, you know, it's not for everybody. I mean, that's the thing, especially since, you know, you're kind of taking away the downtime of the show. But I've also found, I don't know how you feel about this, but I also found that it keeps the energy level up a lot better. Because sometimes on the breaks, you know, you kind of decompress. At least for me, I feel like I've, you know, stayed energetic the whole time. Now, I also crashed like a bum at the end of the show. And when I first started doing radio, at the end of a show, I would completely crash. Like, yeah. I would drive home and barely keep my eyes open, and it was a 10-minute drive. And I haven't had that in a long time, but the last 2 days, it's like coming out of hyperspace. I walk outside, and it's like, whoa.
Well, when I started radio, I was doing mornings, and I was single in Austin, Texas. So you can probably guess what I did after work every day. I took a nap, and then I woke up and got high and played Mario Kart and then went to dinner at Hooters with my friend every night.
Okay.
But I did have to crash.
Yeah. Somebody asks, it looks like you have cornrows. No, it's just different colors. So it's going to be colored when I come back.
Okay.
So the question is, do I go with the normal thing or do I go...
Normally, I would tell you, get it done professionally. Because doing it yourself, it's probably not going to work out all that great. But during Rona times...
Yeah, I'm fine doing it myself. And I've figured it out. I know how to do it.
Okay.
But now that it's long, it actually takes... two packages.
Yeah, you do have a multicolored mane there.
Well, so that's because the other one's worn off. And my hair is the same as like when I try to grow a beard. It's like 8 different colors.
You're a calico.
The hair grows into different colors. That's why I kind of go ahead and just focus on one color. So it will be done when I come back. But the question is, do you guys want it to just be normal or do you want to see something crazy? So 188 of you say crazy. We need a few more. 112 more, I believe.
What do you think of baseball's decision to have 16 playoff teams, but also I think the more interesting thing that came out of this is the higher seeds get to pick who they're going to play in the playoffs.
Well, remember they were talking about doing that, and I kind of think that whole concept is stupid. But you know, okay. You know, do whatever as long as I don't like 16 teams. I get with the shortened season that it makes sense to try some different stuff. And they were already trying a bunch of stuff. But it also seems weird that you make that decision today when the games are starting. It's like, last minute, let's do this. So I wonder how thought out this really was.
Well, and then the other thing, it does make a little bit of sense because, and this could have happened this year. It ended up not happening. But let's say this year, because Rona hit and everything's all backed up, let's say somehow the Golden State Warriors had worked themselves into a playoff position and they were going to have healthy Klay Thompson, healthy Steph Curry. They're no longer – and they weren't going to be in the playoff picture. Maybe the Nets is a better – let's say Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving got healthy during Rona.
Right.
And they showed up, and now the 8th seed, they barely make the playoffs – but
you don't want to play them.
You don't want to play that team. You know, you'd much rather play whatever crappy team made the 7th seed. So, in a way, it makes some sense, but it is a little bit like the fact that they're having a reality show, like they're having a show on television where they pick who they want to play. It's a little corny.
Yeah,
especially for a sport that's so big on tradition and, you know, old school values and things like that. It just seems odd.
I'm with you. I guess if you're going to try it, now's the time to try something like this. But when they brought up that idea in the first place, I thought, this is just stupid.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I get what they're trying to do here. They're trying to do more things that'll engage people. They're trying to do things that will, you know, like when LeBron and those guys were picking all-star teams that engage people. I'm sure they think this is going to do the same thing. And I don't think it is, because the one thing about baseball is, unlike the other sports, it's still going to be an old person sport. And there are younger fans, but not many of them. And doing stuff like this isn't going to appeal to your base. They need to kind of realize who their audience is. And I understand why they want to go for a younger audience. Because we did that forever at the newspaper. Oh, we got to get younger readers. Well, younger people weren't reading the newspaper. They're on the internet. So your best hope is to hold on to the ones you got until they die. Maybe that's what baseball should do.
Yeah.
So all right, if you want to see me dye the mane black, then get on the Twitch channel. We need to get up to 300. If we do that and do it for 5 minutes, I'll come back on Thursday with completely black hair. And I can do that thanks to Dr. Linville. Because
is black our only choice? Could we go with like red? Like
no, I
like
can't, I'm Orphan not, Annie. No, I'm not doing anything too crazy because I have some. I've got a lot of business meetings I'm going to be doing over the next few months. So I mean, I can
I
look.
Mean, you could look like Jessica Rabbit, like that kind of.
Yeah, that's
red.
That's. Listen, I'm talking to some important meetings that I don't really want to go in because otherwise I would have dyed it purple or something.
Okay,
like if I didn't have to do all that. I would have come back with something really crazy.
Can you dye it pure white? White as the driven snow?
Kind of like Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could get some Boris Johnson hair, I might do that. I will not do orange because I don't want to disrespect the president by having the same color hair as him. But I have hair thanks to Dr. Linville. And guys, it's such an easy procedure. And I looked at so many things and because I was not going to look good bald, and I knew it. I'm not going to look good with hair, but I look better than I do bald. And I talked to this one place, and they're like, oh, yeah, we do hair plugs. I'm like, oh, that's no good. And this other place basically created a wig for you. I'm like, that's awful. And then I met Dr. Linville. I was down to, I'm just going to shave it. And then I met Dr. Linville, and he explained the procedure. He takes your own hair from the back of your head, and he puts it where it's missing. And in my case, 2,451 follicles they moved. And it was such a simple procedure. And now it's been about a year, and it's grown out really nicely, and it's nice to have hair again. And it's nice to have something you guys can make fun of again. And right now, you can get virtual consulting. If you're still working at home, this is the perfect time because I know a lot of people don't want people to know they had it done. Well, go get your consultation now and get the procedure done. And then when you go back, people won't even know. They'll say, oh, wow, you look great. Did you lose weight? And say, yeah, it's something like that. Just go to 975hair.com, get it set up. Dr. Linville just wants to help people like you, me, and even himself. He had it done as well. Get your virtual consultation today at 975hair.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776.
You know what makes me feel good, Fred?
What's that?
We currently have 175 people viewing. The Tony Bruno Show has 197 people currently viewing. We're like right there.
Interesting.
And Tony Bruno's a big noise. He's got a purple check mark on Twitch, which I think is like a blue check mark on other platforms. But he's officially Tony Bruno. And we're not far off. We're up to 180 now. Look at that. So,
okay. So we just need
so to get you're saying there's a chance.
713 says, LOL, Fred, didn't you say yesterday that if we reach a Twitch amount, the result will have nothing to do with you? Now you're saying you'll dye your hair black? What happened? Ha. No, I just said it's time AJ did something. But
but I can't dye my hair.
No, but he never wants to step up and do these things. So I thought of something that, okay, well, let's challenge
Fred
him.
Fred ate a bird one time. You had poultry. Wah. I got hit
it
with a taser
poultry.
Before.
Yeah, that wasn't here. That doesn't count.
I wasn't here when you ate crow.
Yes, you were. You were
no,
here.
No, I wasn't part of the show.
Yes, you were part of that show. Yes, you were. That was your guest show. Sorry.
I didn't get paid for that show.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, that means you were happy to be here and do it for free.
If I didn't get paid for the show, I didn't work here.
So he said, Fred, I signed up for Twitch but can't figure out how to talk in the chat room. I can see everyone's comments, but I can't find a text box for me to join.
You have to create an account and log in.
Okay.
I realized that yesterday that I was trying to, or maybe it was the day before, I was trying to converse with some people in there, and it was like there was nowhere to type, and I was like, "What's happening here?" Oh, well, you have to create an account. So I did.
Yeah, and it's quick and easy. I did it on the show. So
now just like it made me feel good that we're only 17 viewers behind the Tony Bruno show right now. There's a guy named Nick Merckx on, he's playing Call of Duty right now, and he's got over 64,000 viewers at the moment. And he's playing a video game.
Well, we're never going to match up with video guys.
Why not?
Because that's what they do.
What if we play
a video
game?
That's what Twitch is all about.
What if we play a video game?
Well, unless it's something we're really good at, nobody's going to want to watch.
That's debatable. I used to be really good at Mario Kart. I used to be pretty good at Madden. I used to be really good at Donkey Kong when I was young, like the arcade Donkey Kong. I was pretty good at that.
You know what I used to dominate at? Arcade Tron.
Okay.
There was a Tron game based on the original movie. And when I was growing up, a friend of mine's dad had a game room, and we all would go and play and give us a bunch of tokens because we were all poors. But I would play that Tron game, that and Asteroids. I would play all freaking night, and I was really good at both of them. But I don't think there's anybody wanting to watch me play that on Twitch.
There's a market for it.
Yeah, I think I've lost a step. I haven't played either game in probably 30 years. Longer than that. Jeez, I'm old. Probably almost 40 years. So,
Zach says Nick Merckx is the man, though. What? I'm not the man also?
Sorry.
Whatever.
After this, 64,000 people watching someone play a bleeping video game. Good Lord, I thought my life was boring AF. You know what? I don't really have a problem with people doing that because I will watch over and over poker on TV. And to me, it's the same thing as watching someone play a video game. If you're really into the game, then and you're trying to pick up stuff and see how they do it, how you would have done it. Dude, what is this soccer? We got two guys humping on the field here. What the hell? Yeah. I don't know what league that is, but there were two guys on the field basically dry humping each other. Somebody just won a championship, and that's how they celebrate. But, I'll watch that stuff constantly, so I got no problem with people watching video gamers if you're trying to pick up stuff. I'm trying to look and see, okay, how did this guy play this hand in this situation? And, you know, and why did it work, and why didn't it work, and things like that. So, so those streamers make multi-millions a year. Would you get bored if your job was to play 10 hours a day? I think everybody would get bored for 10 hours a day, unless you're just a total addict, which is possible.
It is.
So, drunk Mario Kart with Carbock. There's a bar down by me. Neil's Bar, and they have Mario Kart and all this game.
B-A-H-R?
Yeah, really cool place. Unfortunately, everything's closed right now. But if you want to go play Mario Kart, they have it there. And they've got all these old games. And it's really a cool little eclectic place that I'm probably too old to go to. But yeah, it's got the Mario Kart. It's got the Simpsons on one TV constantly going, and the other TV just plays 80s movies. So it's just a neat place. But if you want to go play Mario Kart when the Rona ends, it's a cool place to do. So,
aren't they the ones that have like the Simpsons painting on the outside of the building?
I don't think so. I could be wrong about that. I don't really pay much attention to the outside of the building.
To the bar, which makes sense.
Well, yeah, I go to drink. And they also, the other thing they used to do that was really cool was like they'd have Monday night movie nights with pizza. God, I miss stuff like that. So, somebody said, we watch cooking shows, same thing. Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to make fun of people for that. Just like I don't make fun of people who love wrestling because I was a nerd about Game of Thrones. It's no different. So if you're a wrestling nerd that really cares about all this stuff, how can I make fun of you? I mean, I'm watching something with dragons and little people. So.
Well, that's real.
Is it?
It's real to me, damn it.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Well, one of my neighbors is opening an arcade down in East Downtown, and as soon as they're up and running and able to have people, we'll have them on and talk about it. But I will definitely be going and playing some of those games. Yeah, Niels Bahr does have the Simpsons painting. And they have Mario Kart and Smash Brothers tournaments on Nintendo Switch on Tuesdays.
Okay.
So there.
Are poker places still open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure. Could be wrong about that. Somebody can correct me. But I think they are, yeah. A friend of mine's got a new place that he was telling me about that I think they're playing now.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm still not ready for that yet, I don't think. But... you know, see where we are. Because I thought with my time off, I might just, like, drive over to Coushatta, maybe play a little cards, play the ponies. And then I started thinking, you know what? I don't need that right now. I don't want to take any chances. And, you know, especially while the COVID keeps blowing up. Although, again, I keep seeing some positive trends. You wouldn't know it from reading the Chronicle. I mean, like, every story is, like, even if the numbers are down, they just talk about the percentage and the total. Oh, it was up 2.5% for a total of... okay, well, how many is that in relation to how many people we had last week?
Right.
That's all. But they don't do that. You got to dig to find that information. I find that irritating. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Well, we're not really taking a break. We're just going to switch over to the Twitch. So I'll give you guys till 5 o'clock to get to 300. Because it keeps bouncing between 160 and 180.
I don't think we're going to make 300.
We're not going to make it, so okay.
So what color is your hair going to be then?
I don't know, but you guys have nothing to say about it.
All right.
See, this was your chance to have
a say. We didn't have a say. You just said black.
Yeah, but that's your...
If we got to 300, you should have given them a say.
Yeah, but...
You should have put up a poll and let them vote.
No, they
on
do
reasonable
have a say.
Options.
Well, it'd have to be reasonable. That's the thing.
Yeah, not pink, but like... Yeah. I think maybe... I don't know, like, could be, like, Ed Sheeran red?
No red. That's not happening.
That's kind of your natural hair color is reddish.
There is some reddish in there, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think full red works. So, sorry.
I think it would look good on you.
No, you don't.
I think it would look ridiculous, but that's the whole
point. Yeah, that's it. Anytime you say, I think something would look good on you, you think that would be the most ridiculous thing, and that's why you're going for it. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I really like this song, too. They have a pretty good collection of about five or six songs that I can listen to all day. Yeah, just me. I know. I'm sure you can make fun of my musical taste again. Go ahead.
No, it's all right.
So, Chad and Spring.
I always remember at an Ozfest one year. Because at the time, like Papa Roach, I thought was sort of I thought they were kind of a poppy band. Like when they first came out, it kind of because they had that Suicide song, and it seemed like they were
Last Resort.
Some sort of emo-y pop. Sort of rock band, like I don't know, like I don't know an example, but then the guy was like, "Mother effer," and then he shoved his whole hand down his throat and made himself vomit all over the stage, and I was like, "Whoa,
yeah, those whoa. They do some weird stuff." And
this dude's hardcore.
Plus, I don't know how many times I've only seen him once, and I've been scheduled to see him like three times. And the other two times, they had to cancel the shows because they were either in rehab or God knows what. So,
I was talking with my buddy yesterday about this, and maybe you've got something like this. Are there bands that you listened to a lot when you were younger, and you're like, man, I love this band, and now you're like, why did I like that band?
Oh, there's a bunch of those. It's funny. It's like, there's like two or three bands when I was younger that I still like, more than that maybe, like Queen, The Who, mm-hmm. You know, those guys I still like. But there were some bands that, like Bad Company, I still will listen to all the time. But the bands that I was really into the most, like, especially when I was just starting to play guitar, like, I love Ted Nugent, you know, and my guitar style was a lot like Ted Nugent's. And now I listen to something like Wango Tango, and I'm like, this is just noise. How did I ever think this was good? And the other one, Kiss.
I never thought Kiss was good.
I love Kiss growing up, love the makeup, love the glam, love the whole thing. And, like, I had all their albums, listened to all the songs, and now I listen to them, and I'm like, you know, I'm not sure, because I was kind of putting a song list together for this band we were going to do, and I could not find a single Kiss song that I would want to do. They were just, except maybe Strutter, and even that's crap. So stuff like that, now I listen to it. But I appreciate bands more that I didn't really like at the time. I never got into Led Zeppelin that much, mainly because on all the radio stations, that's all they ever played. And then as I've gotten older, I've really gotten to appreciate just how great they were, and I enjoy their music a lot more. And Queen I always liked, but I've the same thing. I really appreciate them. But yeah, I'd say there's a bunch of those. And, like, I listened to that hair band channel on Sirius,
mm-hmm.
and there's stuff that I used to like on there. And I'll get about halfway through the song and just, oh my God, this is crap. How did I ever like this? Some of those songs we used to play. There's I'm trying to think of the bands that I still like from that era that I was really into. I mean, you know, maybe Judas Priest, but even then, there's a lot of their stuff that I don't enjoy anymore.
Jay Brown says, actually, Hendrix kind of blows to me now. Really? I can't get with that one. My band's like, oh, and by the way, we're only 16 viewers away from Tony Bruno's count. I want to pass him. I don't know if we'll get 300, but I want to pass
Tony Bruno. We pass Tony Bruno. I'll flip a coin when I get home tonight, and if it's heads, I'll do black. How's that?
The bands for me that I liked when I was young, and I don't really know why now. One of them is Tool.
I never really got into them. I liked a couple songs, but there's so many people. Oh my God, Tool's the greatest! Like,
yeah. So Tool was one. Godsmack was one. Turns out Godsmack is horrible. I mean,
you know what? The one thing I'll say about Godsmack, their live show's really good, but okay. their albums, yeah, the songs all kind of.
You
kind of
realize all of their songs are the same.
Yeah.
You know who else is that? The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Now,
pretty much all their songs are the same.
Their live show sucked. Okay. That is one of the worst live shows I've ever been to, and I was so excited. And it was at Toyota Center, and Gnarls Barkley was the opening act, which I'd never heard of, but it was a cool name. And they came on, and they did like maybe 8 of their best songs, and then this hour-long jam session where they play the same 3 notes over and over and over, and they act like they're just into this whole cool thing. And at some point, I'm like, what the hell? At least play a different chord, mix it up a little bit. And I left that concert more disappointed in any show than I've ever been in. The only thing that was ever close was Santana, because that's another band that I thought, oh, I can't wait to see Santana. And they did, like, same thing, 30-minute bongo solo, where it was just the same thing over and over. I'm like, dude, how much money did I pay to hear you play the exact same thing over and over for an hour?
And you're probably you're not going to like this, but I was, I've come around that Motley Crue isn't that good. And I think maybe I liked Motley Crue because they seemed cool to me as a kid more than their music. I was into like, oh, these guys are rockers through and through. They're badasses. And then in hindsight, they're not really badasses. They were just skinny heroin addicts.
But they still have some songs. Actually, this is gonna be unpopular. I still think my favorite songs of theirs were from their very first album before they did all the overproducing. And because I think once they got popular, like Livewire, I can still totally jam on that, which was off the first album. But Vince Neil does not sound like he does. It's really strange. The two bands that did that, Motley Crue and Def Leppard. If you go listen to the first Def Leppard album, it sounds nothing like the rest of them, and it's better. And everything else from Def Leppard since, every song sounds the same. I honestly, Animal, Pour Some Sugar on Me, it's the same damn song. It's just different lyrics. And that's probably not popular either because people probably like Def Leppard. But, I mean, I like the fact that their drummer only has one arm. But they're just, all the songs sound alike. I don't enjoy any of them. And, yeah, so.
Just as long as you don't like Nickelback, says John. Fred paid money to go watch Nickelback.
Yeah, once. Well, context, please. It was a birthday present for my wife who loves Nickelback because she's Canadian. Jeez. And she still likes playing this. Like, every now and then we get drunk and play music. So, oh, play Nickelback. I'm like, okay, can I not play Nickelback? Can I please do something else? Because I tried playing that Dirty Honey one night. It's like, okay, check these guys out. They're badass. No, play Nickelback. Fine, you're the rich one. So, let's squeeze in a call real quick. Eric, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, you guys were talking about Godsmack. Let me tell you this quick Godsmack concert story. It was back right before the Summit closed down. It was Limp Bizkit, DMX, and Godsmack. DMX came out, wrecked the shop, got everybody hyped. Godsmack came out second. The freaking Summit cleared out. Nobody likes Godsmack. Godsmack sucks. Then Limp Bizkit came out, and then everybody flooded back in and rocked out and closed the house down.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I had a phase where I enjoyed the sounds of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, I did. I did too.
I mean, I also enjoyed the sounds of Godsmack around that same time. It's just, and like Limp Bizkit now, I mean, if Limp Bizkit is now something you can make fun of someone for listening to, but I feel like it's not as embarrassing to say you listen to Godsmack. But if I had to choose right now and sit down and listen to a Godsmack album or a Limp Bizkit album, I would certainly choose the Limp Bizkit album.
I still.
And you guys could shame me.
I still think Break Stuff is one of my favorite songs just because. I've told you before, my last couple of years at the Chronicle, I was so miserable. I had to listen to that song to get hyped up to go to work every day. And that's kind of how I felt about most of my bosses. First one to complain leaves with a bloodstain.
Chicken Dinner says, I feel like AJ would give props to NSYNC. I wasn't the biggest NSYNC fan, but I give props to Justin Timberlake. He's like the most talented dude in the world, I'm pretty sure. At least top five.
Okay.
And he's handsome.
Well, he is handsome.
Gets hot chicks. So, whatever, man. Don't be a hater, Chicken Dinner 9. All right, I got to tell you about Elate Health. If you or someone you know, boy, I sure wish that Dr. Andrew Doe could do for gout what he does for enlarged prostates, because I would go right to him. If you've got a frequent need to urinate, you're urinating at night, difficulty starting, or if that's you or someone you know, Dr. Doe and Elate Health they've got this procedure called PAE because the surgical options are horrible. They involve a drill inside your pee hole, which that can't possibly feel good. I don't care who you are. PAE, minimally invasive, uses x-ray technology to treat your prostate, and it's an outpatient deal, so you're in and out in a few hours. Nobody in Houston has done as many PAEs as Dr. Doe, and he's the guy you want. He's a great dude. I met him myself. If I had a prostate issue, that's where I'd go. I'd trust him. He's a trustworthy man, and it's also covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today, 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618, or check them out online at choosepae.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.